Only two out of the five teams in the Southeast Division made the playoffs last year, and with teams like the Florida Panthers clearing house and picking up big names as well as big contracts in order to ensure they reach the newly lifted cap floor, the division is sure to be at least slightly more competitive than last season. It's still surreal to see the Winnipeg Jets as one of the five teams in the Southeast, but they're here to stay for the time being, and hope that a new city, new fans, new management, and a new coaching staff, as well as the youth movement they are clearly heading towards, will catapult them into playoff contention. While both Tampa Bay and Washington made the playoffs last year, it seems they are sticking with the mentality of let's go with what works, as neither team made substantial moves over the offseason, though both clubs snagged a goalie, including the Capitals stealing Thomas Vokoun from the Panthers. Both teams are sure to be top five in the East by year's end, but the Carolina Hurricanes have shown signs of improvement and are also on a youth movement of their own, headlined by last year's Rookie of the Year, Jeff Skinner. It will be interesting to see how it all plays out in the Southeast Division, with two perennial powerhouses and three teams who are desperately looking for a new start. For Centennial Sports, I'm Patrick Kiernan.